This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Much anticipated breakthrough of the Siddha Baba Tunnel along the Butwalpalpa section of the Siddhartha Highway scheduled for the 21st of January. 303rd birth anniversary of King Prithivinarayan Shah, who initiated Nepal's unification campaign, being commemorated today as National Unification Day. And U.S. state of California's governor calls for an independent investigation into how water shortages impaired the fight against the Los Angeles area wildfires. Now the news in detail. The much-anticipated breakthrough of the Siddha Baba Tunnel along the Butwalpalpa section of the Siddhartha Highway is scheduled for the 21st of January. This significant development comes after 11 months of construction. Members of Parliament, Thakur Gaire and Narayan Acharya, representing Palpa, held a discussion with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Finance Minister Bishnu Paudil and Minister for Physical Infrastructure Devendra Dahal to discuss the final preparations for the breakthrough ceremony. The tunnel being constructed by the China State Construction Engineering Corporation at a cost of 7.34 billion rupees is expected to significantly boost infrastructure development and economic growth in the region. The construction company was awarded the contract in March 2020 with a completion deadline of March 2027. The three bypass tunnels of the project have already been completed. The main tunnel, located near the famous Siddha Baba Temple, has been a subject of much interest and anticipation due to the frequent landslides in the area, which have posed significant challenges to transportation. The government of Nepal has renewed its appeal to the governments of Qatar and Egypt to facilitate the release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student held hostage by Hamas. The renewed request was conveyed to Nepal through the respective ambassadors of Egypt and Qatar, urging them to take special initiatives for Joshi's release. This appeal follows reports that Hamas is preparing to release 34 of its captives. Foreign Minister Dr. Arjuna Dewa has specifically requested the assistance of Qatar and Egypt, given their roles as mediators with Hamas to secure Joshi's release within this process. Minister Dr. Rana conveyed the request to the Egyptian government during a courtesy call with the Egyptian ambassador to Nepal, Noha El-Kibeli. Earlier on Friday, Minister Dr. Rana also spoke on the phone with the Qatari ambassador to Nepal, Michel Mohammed Al-Ansari, who is currently in Qatar, to reiterate the request for their intervention. Ambassador Al-Ansari assured Minister Dr. Rana that he would discuss the matter with the Qatari foreign minister and provide further details. Minister Dr. Rana emphasized the urgency of the situation, highlighting that Hamas is reportedly prioritizing the release of elderly individuals, women, children and those in fragile health in the first phase. She urged both governments to work towards securing Joshi's release within this initial group. This diplomatic push follows a similar appeal made by Minister Dr. Rana on Wednesday to the Israeli government through the Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Shmulik Bas. In 7th of October 2023, Hamas militants attacked Israeli territory, resulting in the deaths of over 1,000 people, including 10 Nepali citizens. During the attack, several individuals were taken hostage, including Bipin Joshi. The Nepali government has been actively pursuing Joshi's release through various diplomatic channels. Foreign Minister Dr. Rana has consistently raised the issue with the international community at the United Nations, various international and regional forums, as well as in bilateral and multilateral meetings. The 303rd birth anniversary of King Prithivinarayan Shah, who initiated the campaign for Nepal's unification process, is being commemorated in the country today as the National Unification Day by organizing various programs. Prithivinarayan Shah was born on 27th of Paus in the Gorkha Palace as the first child of the King Narabhupal Shah and Queen Kaushalyawati. He ascended to the throne of the Gorkha Kingdom on the 3rd of April 1743 and started the unification process of Nepal. He is also credited with moving the royal seat of power from Gorkha to Kathmandu. Before the unification, Nepal was divided into 52 principalities. King Prithvinarayan Shah succeeded in expanding Nepal's borders to the Tista River in the east and the Chepe River in the west. Meanwhile, the head of the state, the vice president, and the head of the government, among other dignitaries, have wished one and all on the occasion of the National Unification Day. President Ramchandra Podil also offered garlands to the statue of Prithvinarayan Shah in front of Singhadarbar's western gate. The vice president, Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, and the prime minister, K.P. Sharma Oli, also wished everyone on the occasion. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. state of California's governor calls for an independent investigation into how water shortage impaired the fight against the Los Angeles area wildfires. Meanwhile, a nighttime curfew is in effect in areas devastated by the wildfires blazing in and around the city. The rule is in effect in the Pacific Palisades and Eaton areas, as police warn that anyone involved in the despicable looting will be arrested. LA officials have apologized after a second erroneous alert message was sent to the residents' phones warning them to prepare to evacuate. Meanwhile, at least 11 people have been killed in fires so far, and it is estimated that more than 10,000 homes and other structures have been destroyed. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has described Los Angeles as a war scene while warning that the death toll was likely to increase. A forecast for more strong winds is raising fears that the blazes could spread further, and a red flag warning indicating critical fire condition is in place. Six Islamic State IS militants, including a senior leader, were killed in an airstrike in Iraq's northern province of Kirkuk, according to the Iraqi military. Iraqi security forces found the bodies of six IS militants, including the group's deputy leader, in the Kirkuk area in an IS hideout that was destroyed in a recent airstrike by Iraqi forces in the Hamrin mountain range, according to the statement from the security media cell, a media outlet affiliated with the Iraqi Joint Operations Command. The security situation in Iraq has improved since the defeat of the IS in 2017. However, IS remnants have sneaked into the urban areas, desert and rugged areas, carrying out frequent guerrilla attacks against security forces and civilians. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy throughout the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Much-anticipated breakthrough of the Siddhartha Baba Tunnel along the Butwal-Palpa section of the Siddhartha Highway scheduled for the 21st of January. 303rd birth anniversary of King Prithvinarayan Shah, who initiated Nepal's unification campaign, being commemorated today as National Unification Day. And U.S. state of California's governor calls for an independent investigation into how water shortages impaired the fight against the Los Angeles area wildfires. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.